U.S. markets closed lower for the week as investors digested delayed economic data alongside continued pressure on tech stocks. In the U.S., inflation is lower than expected to 2.4% year-over-year, and non-farm payrolls increased above consensus. The latest data supports rate cuts, with the market pricing in a rate cut in June. GDP in the U.K. grew higher than expected for the full year, and in China, both inflation and loan activity came in lower than expected, with credit demand remaining weak. Looking at the week ahead, U.S. markets are closed on Monday for President's Day, while China will be closed from Tuesday to the 3rd of March for Lunar New Year. On the economic front, the majority of the important economic data is concentrated in the latter half of the week, with the FOMC's minutes released on Thursday, as well as U.S. GDP on Friday. In the U.K., we are expecting unemployment rate, inflation data, and retail sales, which are all key data points for the Bank of England interest rate expectations. Turning to South Africa, mining production rose ahead of expectations in December, while manufacturing output declined once again, missing expectations for growth and reinforcing concerns that the manufacturing sector is likely to weigh on real GDP growth in the fourth quarter. On the earnings front, Anheuser closed 4.7% higher on Thursday, following a solid fourth quarter and full-year result that was ahead of expectations. In the week ahead, focus turns to fourth quarter unemployment rate on Tuesday. On Wednesday, January CPI is expected to moderate to 3.4%, alongside December retail sales, forecast to grow by 3.2%. That's it for now. Have a great week.